Unveiled with Neva Nessa, a Go Loud original podcast.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Unveiled. This is a Go Loud original podcast, and just a little shout out to all you listeners. Thank you so much. We had such a fun month last month seeing the listens come through, and I just want to say big love. I love yous.
Welcome, we love the newbies. Please stay.
Please stay forever. We love you. We need to throw like a Unveiled girl gang party, and it should be mixed with a little live show or something.
Oh, go on.
Oh, go on. No, I'm only joking. I can't say that.
Well, how are you?
Very overwhelmed this week. You know, I feel like it always happens before you go away. I'm going away with my best friend's hen and bridesmaid, doing all the bits and bobs for that, and then just have a bit of a heavy work week. But on top of that, Nessa, It's obviously really good, but I'm really, really nervous. So listeners, nothing is final yet, but I want to share, which is anyway, because I love yous all. Our bid has been accepted. Ooh. On a house.
Oh my God.
And I'm just like really overwhelmed because I hope it really works out. And, you know, we're in like,
This is the house that you were saying on the mortgage, and you're like, this is my dream.
Oh, my dream house. Well, like, yeah, it just like ticked all the boxes that I thought I'd never kind of have looking for a first house. Mm. And obviously Jamie's like super eager. And so I've obviously bought a house before, so I know things are quite, you know, it doesn't happen, you know, overnight. It takes a couple of months and things are delayed. And for anyone who's bought a house or been in the position, Nessa, I know you have, just like getting your solicitor sorted and, you know, the surveyor and all that kind of thing. So it's just all like, I'm just all overwhelmed. And it's happened on a week where I just like, you know, when you just have so much on, there's not enough hours in the day.
I know.
Hence why I look like this. If you could see me, I look in bits.
I look in bits too, and I don't really have any excuse. No. You have lots of shit going on. Yeah, I know. Like, I remember that stage of it, and it's just like, oh my God, it's just like endless paperwork, phone calls. But, like, what an amazing...
It is. But like, to give you, I spent, I think it was Monday, I think about 4 hours in total. Like, I'd say about 2 hours on the phone and nearly an hour and a half in a bank branch. And then this morning again, I don't know why, like, obviously no hate to the banks, but then at the same time, a bit of hate, like, they make everything so impossible.
It's actually incredible. It's like being on the cube. It's like, why is this so, why are you against me? Yeah. What's wrong with you?
I know. I'm like, why are you making this so difficult for me?
And I don't know. But they kept asking us the same questions. And we were like, is this a prank at this point?
I know. I honestly felt like I was being pranked. I went down to the branch. And like, no hate for the people in the branch, but like, they couldn't even answer the questions that I had for them. They just stuck me on a phone with my passport. Mm. I had to constantly get someone on the phone in the branch to be like, this, I can confirm this is her.
Neve, did you not explode?
Well, nearly. I actually cried. You know, you just have like overwhelmed, stressed tears. I had a bit of tears, and then I was like, you know what? You're fucking grand. This is fine. Mm. It's obviously just stressful. And then, yeah, just God forgive me. I just want to shake some people. I'm like, I have all my stuff ready for you here. All the answers, everything for you. And it just took, fucking ages.
I feel, yeah, you're so right. Like, I find this the week before I'm going away bad enough as is. With all the little jobs.
But just all the little jobs.
And especially then, as a bridesmaid. Well,
and I'm sure, I actually read this thing on TikTok. It was like about relationships and like when like they go head to head, and it's generally either before you go on holiday, before like you sell or buy a house, or like it's coming up, God forbid, like a funeral or something. Oh, yeah. And I was like, me and Jamie are at each other's throats, like love each other and all.
Yeah.
You know, like he breathes and I'm like, oh,
Neve.
Killing each other. So that isn't helping either. And then we're obviously living in the in-laws, so we've no time. We haven't had like a half an hour to go.
You don't have space to row, which you need.
Yeah, and I feel like
just let it all out.
Let us scream at one another and then be grand. Yeah. All be well, but we're like hiding it all, and we're like, yeah.
You're an idiot. I remember when me and David were moving out of our house. It was like the morning we were moving out, and the mover men were on the way, and like there was wall-to-wall furniture needed to be dismantled. I can talk shit about him. He doesn't listen to it anymore. I don't care, David. I'm airing you out. The man was upstairs folding towels. And I was like,
Nessa.
David, there's a plethora of beds in this house that are still bedding. I was like, you need to dismantle them now or I'm literally going to dismantle you. He was on the top floor. I was on the bottom. The stuff we were saying to each other was inhumane. And then once it was gone, we were like, love you. Best milestone ever.
But you know, the one thing that like, oh my God, I wanted to like, you know, audibly like scream, right?
Audibly scream.
Well, like non, you know, like what's it? Non-audible. You know, like I'm just like, it looks like I'm screaming, yeah, but like yeah, it's muted yeah, kind oh, of thing because yeah. it was going to be so loud and such a screech. So obviously I've had loads on work and then we're in Belfast. I'm going away and I'm buying all the things for, you know, we're doing all the little goodie bags for the hen and we've gorgeous goodie bags for everyone. Like everyone's getting a water bottle and face mask and hangover kit. And like, you know me, I'm all busybody doing that. And then with work and everything. So obviously my room hasn't been very tidy and, you know, things haven't been as clean as I like them to be. But Jamie wouldn't be clean from one end of the week to the other. But this particular week, he's been looking, being like, Niamh, room's a bit messy.
And is he?
No.
Looking for a death wish.
And then I came upstairs and he's like folding stuff while he's looking at me. And I'm like, oh, Jamie Gill.
Oh, now no,
when I
Jamie.
Hear him, I tell you something, you know, I'm so stressed. And of all the weeks I'd love you to be as clean as me, you're picking the week where I can't be as clean as my future self would like to be right now. So I know what you mean. They just pick the time. Like David folding the towels and then Jamie wanted to clean the room.
And you know what annoys me? David's like, Ness, relax. I was like, no. I can't because you're folding towels and we're meant to be moving furniture.
He just picked the perfect time. It's like he put like a little wind up in my back and it's just going around in anti-clockwise motions, winding me the fuck up. So yeah.
Have you snapped yet?
Oh yeah.
Oh good.
We had like a no speaking time for about 24 hours.
You need them. That's healthy.
It was. Somewhere. Oh, it was. I was. You know, we were both breathing around each other and being like, rrr. So yeah.
Did you say night like, in bed?
No.
Oh.
Headphones oh. in. But you know what it is? We probably just need a good going at it, as you do.
Yeah.
And I'm like, see you. You're little.
You're.
I was so close. No, I'm not violent at all. But you know, when you just want to grab them and shake them. That's how I. So it's very not unlike me. Thank God for Lulu. She keeps me calm.
Your therapy dog.
My therapy dog.
Lulu's probably chain smoking yeah. at home now.
But it's just funny when you're just, they just pick their moments. But for anyone who's in this boat of, when you go to buy a house and you go to get sale agreed, you know, basically we got mortgage approved a little while ago now. And we need all the up-to-date statements and, you know, there's queries here and there and it's just like, oh,
it's like what Martina was saying on that mortgage episode. It's just like, keep acting as if you don't have your mortgage until you get the keys.
I know. And it's just one of those months where, I don't know about you, but like, I've just hens. I have like 3 hens this month. I know you have a hen. And they're just so expensive. And then tried to buy my clothes. Like, I haven't even actually been able to really buy my clothes. You have like a lovely look.
I know
it's such a buzz. Like, I mean, first world problems. But you know, you want to buy a new dress. Now, I did buy one new dress. You know, you want to buy a few new bits. Like, I'm so restricted with money because you can't be spending.
I'm the same. Like, I've got a hen in Dingle now at the weekend. Like, it's going to be the Maybank holiday this weekend.
Yup.
And the theme for one of the nights is diamonds or denims.
Oh, how 90s.
Yeah, but I'm like, I'm broke, so...
Oh yeah, what are you going to wear?
Just jeans count for denim theme because that's all I have. And the weather's poxy as well.
Oh, is it not meant to be nice?
It's like hot rain.
Oh, lucky.
My blow dry, Niamh.
I know. That's why you have your hair back today. You're waiting for your blow dry. It's not like pre-holiday blow dry.
Yeah.
I'm hoping to get my spray tan done. That's another thing I have to do. I have to go home, scrub the tan off, shave. Now, I've started the laser, which is working, so I don't have to shave that much, but I do have to do a little glide over the skin. And it's just like getting that in as well. And I hope I get my spray tan in because I tell you something, I don't want to ask Jamie to put tan on my back.
Oh my not God, at the he'll moment.
He will ruin
you. Like,
he'll put like a shape of
your back.
Or like a big penis on the back. So yeah, it's just the wind up before the wind down of the holidays, isn't it?
Isn't your flight like bananas o'clock as well?
Oh, banana. It's like stupid o'clock in the morning. I have to leave the house at like 4:10 in the morning.
Friday?
Like 3:30. Yeah. Because I think our flight is like...
That's violent.
Like 6:10 is our takeoff time or something mad like that.
Marbella?
Malaga. Flying at, yeah, Marbella.
Mobs.
Going to Mobs.
Just throw back in.
I know. We're just rinse repeat. We went on a hen for one of my best friends in Marbella. So she loved that. So she was like, I want to do what kind of like Laura did. So yeah. I was like, perfect.
I feel so like, ugh, eye roll, right? Because this is how I know that the people that I want to pick for my bridesmaids are the right people, right? Because I have to figure out how to ask and I keep wanting to ask people what I'll do. And I'm like, I can't ask the people I'm asking what to do. And it's wrecking my head.
I don't think we've told the girl gang the question you asked me.
I didn't really ask you, I kind of just told you.
Yeah, you did. You just flat out told me.
I turned to Neve on New Year's Eve at Annie Mac under a disco ball and I was like, here, you're defo one of my bridesmaids. And then I just kept wanting to dance. And her and Jamie were like, that is just so...
No, I was so shook. And you were like, you know, like... So if you imagine Nessa like pushing my shoulder back, being like, yeah, of course, love you. Yeah. And I was like getting emotional.
Yeah,
I was, like,
I'd know it.
I was so taken back. You were like flicking your hand up my shoulder, being like, yeah, you're grand. Come on, like whatever. Yeah. I'm like, no, this is so lovely.
I know. Yeah.
So I'm going to be one of your bride bitches.
Well, I'll see how I feel. I mean, you know.
Oh, you can't take it back now.
I'm such loose lips. I was like, turned to you, you were like, I'll do something for you. I was like, no, I can't have you do that. So just, you know, watch the space.
Woohoo!
It's like, whenever I have a quiet moment in my head, I'm like, oh, I need to come something. Up with something.
I'll help you do that.
No, you can't do that so but bad.
Why? I'd happily do that.
That
you know me.
How I know I would potentially have picked the right one. I'm going to put you all on a trial and you're all to come up with how I should ask people and the winner stays. It's like The Apprentice.
Yeah, perfect. You're hired or fired.
Yeah.
I think you're hiring us all now. The potential ones that I know of.
Maybe.
Eek!
Yeah, I just keep giving people jobs and then I'm like, oh, I haven't asked them yet.
Come here, do you think you'll be a bridezilla?
No, not at all. No. I actually feel... the longer it goes on,
yeah,
and the more that we're boxing off, it's just like really enjoyable. I'm sure shit's going to stress me out and piss me off, yeah. But like, that's all I got a planner for.
Yeah, you've been so calm.
It's just like really exciting. But oh my God,
is.
I got my dress.
You did?
I briefly told you this.
Yeah, you briefly did.
It's like, so much has gone on.
So much has gone on. And tell us, because I know it wasn't something that you were thinking of getting.
It was so serendipitous.
Oh,
right?
Love that
I don't
word.
Even think I've told you. I actually genuinely haven't told you the whole thing.
Sorry. No, no, you haven't.
So, again, I'm actually in a way sad that I haven't now because I won't be able to go in and experience it again.
Oh, I know.
Which is amazing. You have to go to the White and Gold. Anybody who listens, like,
in
I'm sure. Oh my God, it's incredible. It's incredible. It's like something from, my whole experience is like something from a movie, you know?
Really?
Yeah, truly. Like, I was like floating all weekend over. It was just like so perf. So I'd booked in to go back in on Saturday because I was like, oh, I think I like this one dress. I'm going to pull the trigger on it, right? But
yeah.
I wasn't sure because I'd seen another dress that I liked in another shop. So I was like, I need to just, you know.
Suss it out.
Yeah. So anyway, came in, had the owner. She's just unreal. Like, so, she's just fab. She was like putting me into the thing and she's like, can I just be so annoying now and do a complete spanner in the works and like get you to try on these three others? And she was like, there's this one dress that came in yesterday and no one has tried it on yet. So she's like, I just want to see what it looks like. And I was like, yeah, grand, whatever, that's fine. So it was like me, my mom, David's mom and my friend Maria, right? So they were sitting out there. I was like putting on the first dress she asked me to try on. It was lovely, but like wasn't like grand, whatever. Second dress, nice, grand, whatever. Her dress. Oh my God.
Three's the lucky number.
Put it on. And I was like, oh my God, and we were all like, oh my God. You just got that. You know, you just get like, you get the feeling or whatever.
Yeah. It's like the gut is pulsing.
So like, I was like, oh my God, I love this. And then I kind of was like, I really, really like this. And then I was like, right, I'm going to put on the one I think that I want. And when I put it on, I was like, oh no, there's no comparison.
And can I ask you, looking at the dress that you are, you basically said yes to the dress.
Yep, paid to empty my bank account.
Is it the style that you thought you'd see yourself in?
Yes and no.
Oh, okay.
Yes and no. Like, I haven't, not in like a pick me girl, right?
Yeah.
But I haven't seen anything really like it at the moment, you know?
Fab.
And what confirms that for me, because I got, she recommended alterations for me, which, sorry, like I went to two and they're like, we're booked up. I was like, I'm getting married next September.
What do you mean I need to book?
Yeah, I didn't want, like, this is kind of my subtle way of telling you, you were on my mind.
Okay, I need to,
you need
book
to send out
an alterations. Yeah.
Immediately, if not sooner.
Okay.
But I was sending it to her and I sent her my dress and she was like, oh wow, such beautiful dress. She was like, I haven't seen anything like this yet. And I was like, oh, that's good, because I feel like bridal alterations see all sorts.
The dresses all the time. Yeah.
Whether that's a good or
that's
a bad thing,
so
who knows?
Now.
Yeah, but I feel like before I would have wanted like my close friends to see and stuff, but now I was just like, no, it like invoked something in me. So I was just like, okay, that's my dress.
Yeah.
Whatever, that's the one for me. So I'm just not gonna let anybody else see it now.
Oh yeah.
Wedding day.
When I, it's so funny I thought you were going to show me your dress, and then before you even text me back, I was like, I actually don't want to see it now that you love it and you've been floating.
Yeah.
And it's even with you now, I haven't showed you my dress since I've...
No.
The last time you saw it was like last year, I think, sometime. Yeah. And since now it's confirmed, I'm like, no, I'm not going to show it off now until the day.
Yeah.
Like even like Frank wanted to see it again because I also paid off my wedding dress. So very exciting. Mm. Two of us.
And do you know what? We need to toast it, right? Because I was driving, so I didn't drink. I didn't, like, you know.
Cheers to your dress.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you probably didn't either.
No, not at all.
Well, no, better women to cheer something.
I know. I haven't even tried mine on yet. I'm hoping for the best when it arrives.
Is that not stressing you out?
No. I know it's going to be fine. It's the type of dress I think that I love. Like, it's not like it's mad shaped or I don't know. It's perfect.
Yeah.
When I see it, I'm like, I can see that on me.
Oh, when I know? When you showed me it, I was like, oh my God.
It's me in a dress.
You
kind
to
of.
A T.
Yeah. But it's all go. Jesus Christ. I won't be able.
Come here. Have you been doing the glucose goddess?
Babe, you have me hooked.
Really?
Yeah.
A few people messaged me actually as well that listen to the pod.
So what I've been doing every morning, now I haven't been introducing, so I'm doing one part of it. I've just been doing the apple cider vinegar and Greek yogurt and my blueberries and peanut butter. No, sorry, I have my apple cider vinegar first, then I have my Greek yogurt with the peanut butter and blueberries.
Yeah, smash.
Total smash. And then
Well, the apple cider vinegar is not a smash. It's
Jamie's mum got this new one and I need to go back to my old one. I'm just used to that taste. This other one that she got is a different brand and I find it so hard to stomach. I need to go back to the one, you know, like the Mother
of the Brat or whatever. Yeah.
So that's the one that I've been taking, but then I ran out of that one. And Jamie's mum, she's very sweet. She got a new bottle, but this one isn't. Oh, it's not. But, oh no, the taste of it. It's.
Well, I tell you what, the last time I asked the internet for any sort of cushion or help, I was like, hey guys, this tastes like absolute ass. Can anyone help me stomach it?
Me and Maria.
Well, I got ridiculed by my close friends, being like, just get over it. And then people were like, you're going to ruin your teeth. I was like, what?
No, you have to do it with a straw.
Is that a joke?
No,
I'm supposed to.
I'm actually now getting a flashback from when I used to take it in the mornings, like on my Snapchat. I'd have a straw in my apple cider vinegar and a straw in my coffee because I didn't want the coffee to stain my teeth and I didn't want the apple cider vinegar to ruin my teeth.
Yeah, apparently, like...
Now I have my Invisalign in the whole time, so hopefully
that's...
Arose
it or something. I actually don't care at this point. I'm like, whatever gets it down quicker, I don't have the stomach for a straw. I'd rather lose a few teeth. Do it.
Yeah.
But yeah, a couple of people messaged me, said they're doing it now. And like one of our friends was like, I'm having a meal first, then a coffee. I was like, good for you. But I feel so good for it. Like, and now it's like in my brain, I'm like, oh, I don't want to spike my blood sugar. So it's like, I feel guilty now if I don't just do. Do you feel like that?
The exact same.
Yeah.
This morning, for example, I really, really needed a coffee. I didn't sleep well at all. I was like, no, I can't have my coffee first. Yeah. I don't want to spike my blood sugars. I'm going to have my apple cider vinegar first.
And
I did.
Your Greek yogurt and...
And the Greek yogurt, peanut butter and blueberries. I haven't moved on to the boiled eggs yet or anything yet.
You don't have to. You can alternate.
Alternate.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
I've just been the last 3 weeks and I've actually really seen a difference in my snacking in the morning.
Yeah.
My meal, like how hungry I am, but like in a really positive way. Yeah, really healthy
for me,
way.
Because I would have always been like, oh, like love a snack, right? Yeah. But now I'm like, I don't really have that as much. And she said something, it was like, are you eating for dopamine or are you eating for hunger?
I know. Okay? So like picking something that's going to
Do you know if you're like, oh, I'm hungry?
McDonald's.
Yeah, well, smash, obviously. I'm the only human. You know, if you're like a little bit hungry and you're like, oh, I'll have a chocolate bar.
Yeah.
That's actually not going to, that's not eating for hunger.
No,
that's not
no,
going to
no.
feel, it's going to give you a little dopamine hit.
Yeah, yeah, agree.
So I don't know. I'm cautiously optimistic. I feel like it's a good like lifestyle implementation, even just for the mornings. The veggie starting now is a bit.
Not the halloumi anyway.
No.
Actually, I was saying this to one of my friends because they listened back and they were like, Nanny, if like a vegetarian starter or a vegetarian breakfast, you could have halloumi.
But it's vegetable, not vegetarian.
Oh, wait, did you not say vegetarian?
No.
Oh, did
and
you?
If I did, it was a mistake. Vegetable starter.
Oh, I thought you said vegetarian starter. That's why it clicked in my head. We'll have to go back and roll the tapes.
Get the receipts up.
Get the receipts out,
sure,
baby.
Said veg.
But no, it's so nice. Especially coming into summer, you want to be feeling nice and good. Well, I have my wedding this year and I've so many hens. So definitely feel like it's helping with my little healthy journey of being like a good gal with the food. Because I'm on like this, I suppose it's not a very restrictive plan at all. but it definitely gives me some guidance, especially when you have like these little goals when you're getting married, you know, you want to be feeling your best. So this is a really good addition to my little journey that I'm on to hit my goals for my wedding.
You got it, girl.
Yeah. And now, speaking of hens and weddings, right? I have to tell you about the funniest dream I had, and you were so present in it.
Go on.
So I was in the dream, I was on my hen, and I actually have bullet points here because I actually wrote it down. It's 5:34 in the morning on the 18th of April. Like, that's how early it was. I woke up. I was like, do you ever wake up and have such a dream?
Yeah.
You have to write down bullet points. So my hen was in the country and we're in this big barn.
Yeah.
And like, everyone is around us. You, Josh, James, Frank, Solid Seven, we're all in the barn, hay bales everywhere. And we're all like, oh, Niamh, we have a big surprise for you. And like, the barn, the doors of the barn open. And Johnny Sexton walks in, walking in a cow. And James Kavanagh's on top, like a big, like, you know, on top of the rodeo. Cow, being like, rodeo. It's like, oh, we got you a special guest. And Frank was like, we didn't want to get you a drag queen. We wanted to get you Johnny Sexton.
That's way more fitting.
So I walk up to Johnny Sexton and he's like, I can't believe you're wearing that jersey. And I look down, I'm wearing a Munster jersey.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, I didn't know. And you came over and you were like, Niamh, you take that off. My family would be so upset. And I was looking at Johnny. John
my
was
dad's
like,
from Tipperary.
Yeah. So I was looking at Johnny and I was like, I don't know what to do with the jersey. Like, I can't take it off. But obviously he's like a Leinster man.
Yeah.
He's like, you're going to have to take it off outside. But it was like your family barn. So like, your dad and all was outside.
We don't have a barn.
And
I just
all
like
looking
saying.
At me and like, you can't take off this... you can't take off this jersey. So we went outside, took off the jersey, and like, everyone was going mad.
Oh,
that
my
I took
God,
the
you
Munster
Judas.
I took off the Munster
in
jersey
in my family barn. The disrespect.
And anyway,
oh, well, I'm annoyed at you now.
The dream was mad, and like, James was still sitting on the cow, and it was all mental.
You took the jersey off.
I took the jersey
what
off
the hell?
For Johnny Sex and put on the Leinster jersey.
You're not my bridesmaid.
Yeah, sorry. No, I felt bad. He said he made his way down for me for my hen, so I wanted
your
to put the
hen is in my family's barn.
So that was my gas dream. Johnny Sex in a cow and the, bringing in a cow.
All of it was plausible.
Yeah.
Except for the fact that I'd know what a Munster jersey is.
I think it was like your dad's Munster jersey. It was like real, like, aww, you were annoyed at me. I was like, I'm sorry.
Bitch, what a bitch.
Anyway, that was my mad dream. But you know what? Apart from all the overwhelming and me and Jamie at each other's throats, I am loving the brighter mornings, the longer evenings and the nicer weather. It just makes me so happy.
Yeah. And
festival season, yeah. Summer's here, holidays. Just gets me so giddy.
Sula.
Sweaty upper lip alert.
I had a sweaty upper neck alert today. And by the
so
time
warm.
I walked from my job to here, I was like...
In your ponytail.
Yeah, I'm all slick Rick sweaty. I look so hot yourself, honey.
I know. Come here. That's the one thing, though, when it gets... I feel like... I know I might sound stupid saying this, but I do feel like Ireland heat is different.
It is. It's balmier.
Yeah, it's like you get super sweaty and oily and in between the cracks.
Yeah, actually, I watched The Vogue and Joanne. Do you remember they did that thing where they went to Ibiza to like explore different sex stuff? I don't know. Did you watch it?
No.
It's actually a laugh, but they obviously went in the summertime and it was like so sweaty. And like, Joanne was like lifting her armpits and Vogue was like, I fucking told you, like, you don't sweat at all. And then like, the camera's looking at them and she was like, Joanne got Botox in her armpits.
Yeah.
I'd love to do that.
I've heard of that.
Apparently it's really bad for you.
What do you mean?
Like, because like, your body's supposed to sweat. So like, it can't come out or something.
So my friend was a really bad sweater. I don't know. No, she was so bad. Like, I remember her leading up to her Deb's dress, she got a prescription deodorant because she used to sweat so
oh, God,
much.
Love her.
No, it used to actually really get her down. So she got like this prescription roll on.
Did it work?
I think so. I can't remember her sweat, but she used to like her armpit. But I have one armpit that sweats so bad. It like leaks water and then the other one is dry as rain. Like, I have to double layer.
Dry as rain.
Dry
as rain. Oh, mamma mia.
Dry as the desert.
That an audible scream.
Dry as the desert. And then the other one
dry
is...
Dry as broken. Rain is perfect.
The other one is dry as rain. My other armpit that just leaks. It's terrible. I actually was considering getting it done because one, it's my right armpit just...
Let you down.
It's just all the time. There's sometimes when I'm wearing like certain tops, we've been at like concerts and stuff like... They'd be like, what's that in your top? I'm like, tissue.
What?
Tissue in my top because I don't want to have a sweat patch.
Oh, it is a tissue.
It's
oh,
a full tissue in my right armpit. Well, yeah, it's helped me a little bit.
Would you consider getting Botox?
In the right armpit, yeah.
Just the right.
Just the right one.
Right, well, I might as well come clean.
What?
Well, I've had Botox.
Well, I know this. I was waiting for you to come on to tell the folk.
So I had it months ago and I probably will get it again. I know, meet my words. But it's this poxy, the cameras in this studio. I was like, why are my eyes so shriveled when I laugh?
No.
They're not now because I had Botox.
Well, I'm raging. I think I've said this to you before, but just with like the microneedling that I'm getting done, I actually can't get Botox until before my wedding.
Yeah, but you...
And if you see me now, oh my God, like I'm of so much movement. It's...
Oh. Yeah, I know, but like, look, I don't feel equipped to give the preach anymore because I preached hard and then I got it. But like... That's everyone's prerogative. They can change their mind.
Of course, honey.
But actually, do you know what? It was more like my skin just looked really good with it.
Yeah, your skin. I feel like the skin looks amazing.
That's more what it was. It was like, it felt like I had like got a permanent facial. And like, I remember our friend Josh
came.
Real
glowy.
Yeah, our friend Josh came home from London and I hadn't like told anyone I got Botox when we were talking. And he's like, you look so good. He was like, if you had a facial. And I was like, no, I had Botox. And the confidence just kept coming.
I remember
and I'm
when
a
you got it done
for them.
And you were like, you were so glowy.
Yeah.
It's so not all my girls have gotten it now from the hen that we're on. I'm the only person that hasn't got it done. I'm going to be haggard looking at them.
It was my first time getting it done though. And I don't know, did you find this in your first one? Like, it's real adjustment. Like, it felt super weird.
I love it.
No, but like, I kept like moving my eyebrows and being like, this feels so strange. Like, you feel numb or something.
Yeah, it's, yeah, I
it
know.
It was weird.
It's a weird sensation. No, I can't wait to get it done.
Do you know they were about having foreign weddings?
Yeah.
Like, I actually would consider armpit Botox.
For that?
Yeah. I can't stand sweating.
Yeah. Well, you're getting married. So I'm getting married in November in Italy.
Yeah,
so I don't think
it'd
be that hot. Well, you were September in the south of France.
Yeah.
So and the way global warming is lately, it's getting hotter in the winters.
Yeah.
So, you know what? Let's investigate it together.
Why don't you do your right armpit, right? Just as
Why don't you be the guinea pig? Neil,
yeah, because just
back.
One, if it goes tits up, it'll only be one.
Like, if I'm getting one, I'll have to get the other.
But
it's like
it
getting one boob done and not getting the other done.
But it doesn't need to.
But I just feel like I just get the two of them done.
All right,
I probably would.
You do that then.
Yeah.
And just
well, I'm going to have to price it up. Botox is expensive.
But it's
all
research.
Money. Oh yeah, so I put up against some veiled accounts,
yeah.
Will I?
Yeah, do we have one? I don't want some soup through that as well. One bottle of water, please.
One bottle of water. Yeah. Well, I'll be getting Botox soon, not until November. So when are you due your next Botox?
I probably am now, but like I'm trying to be sensible. I just have such a spenny summer.
Babe, don't even talk.
Does anyone want to buy my poxy Shania Twain ticket, please?
Oh yeah, is this for the Sunday?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't go now. Too much on.
Like, I got mine in October, I think, October, and like it's whatever month now, May.
That's girl math, it's free now. Once it's over 6
yeah,
months.
No, but like, I just can't justify it because it's like 300 quid.
Yeah, also tell them why you're not going to Shania Twain, though. Shania Twain.
Why?
Because you're going to Kylie Minogue.
The good people know that. Sure, I already shared that. I can't hold my water.
All hell. Sorry, real quickly, what do you think of the EP lineup?
It got a lot of, like, well, I think it's so good.
So do I, Nessa. People are like up. No, like they're comparing it to the Thousand and whatever auction with Beyonce. I'm like we can't
that was
compare
like,
it to that.
That was a different stratosphere.
Yeah, oh, completely.
You know? But like, I think it's like good. Like, I'm happy with it. I love Ray. Like,
love her.
I really love her.
Oh, screech there. I also can't wait to see Calvin Harris.
Calvin Harris.
He has bangers after bangers. I saw him at Ibiza and I can't remember.
So did
I was so
in drunk. Ushuaia.
No, I saw him in...
Oh, in real life.
No, in a club, and it wasn't Ushuaia, it was another club. It wasn't High, it wasn't Space, but they're about the same. Not Defect, it was one of the, anyway, it doesn't matter. Who cares? Me. Like, I saw him, but I couldn't remember seeing him because I was so bamboozled. God love me. But can't wait to see him now. Not in that bamboozled state.
That was bananas.
Just, I was very drunk and I can't remember seeing him. And people were like, that's Calvin Harris. I was like, who?
Hey.
I was brought home by my friends then. It was actually Sinead and Chiva and everyone that brought
me. That's not like you.
Oh, we were
me
gone
and David were saying
day.
This. David was like, I've never seen Niamh Cullen even like wobble.
Yeah.
I was like, she's actually an animal.
I'm a bit of an ox.
You're a brute.
Ox Cullen, they call me.
Beautiful. She rolls off the tongue.
Call me Ox Cullen. Ness, it was great talking to you, love.
Tell the family I was asking for the will you?
Great talking to you.
I hope you're keeping well.
I hope you're keeping well. A lot going for us, which is great.
Yeah, swings and roundabouts, baby.
And again, thank you to all your lovely listeners. We love chatting into the mic and knowing that you're listening to us every week. So you can catch us every Monday, as you know, our gorgeous invaders.
You're literally talking like a taxi man.
I have the zoomies, I think. You know, when you're like a bit tired and you're over-zoomed.
Have to let you off in the park after expel your energy.
You know what? Actually, before we go, it was the perfect description. We had a lovely write-up, thanks to Vicky in the Sunday Irish Times. And we both realised that Nessa is the black cat and I am the golden retriever.
Oh, we well need
in
that.
The highest level.
Even the picture hilarious. In it.
I know. Like,
you're like a big dopey little puppy. The cue is where you're like so happy.
I know. And you're like, ugh.
I'm like, stand next black and white one. Wednesday Addams. Wouldn't have it any other way.
But you know, they say that's the perfect duo. So babe, here we are.
The more I go around in life though, I'm kind of the black cat in every mix.
Oh God, yeah. And I'm the golden retriever in every mix.
We're true to our core.
True to our core. Well, I'll go back to Taxi Man. Anyway, no, sorry. Thanks so much for listening. And we love you all. And you can catch us every Monday, as you know. And this is a Go Loud Original Podcast.
And sorry.
Oh, Nessa, this is the third time we've tried to wrap up.
Yeah, but I have something to say.
Go on.
We have 800 followers on our Instagram now. So I was saying to Niamh earlier, we're going to need probably security escorts everywhere.
So we're out of play school. We're in junior infants?
I'd say after 1,000.
We're into junior infants?
Yeah.
Okay. We're still in play school then.
So you need to follow our pod because it's so adorable. So it's Unveiled Pod on Instagram.
Yeah, we'd love if you followed that. And Ness is going to come in with good content.
Oh, well, no problem. Mm-hmm. Okay, now we're wrapping up.
Okay, goodbye, now we're wrapping up. Love yous. Bye, 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 bye.
This is Unveiled with Niamh Cullen and Nessa Morrissey, a Go Loud original podcast. Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.